Talk 1380, WAOK. That's that real Tina Turner right there. 404-892-2703. The number. 404-892-2703. The real. The real Tina Turner. All right. Get back into this conversation. The lines are lit. It's African American Women's Appreciation Month. We're celebrating all month long. And get back to the lines. I see you, Deborah. Come on in and holler at me.
Good morning. I think that if Georgia schools did not participate as much as they wanted to, then that's sad. And it's really just showing how the South still tries to manipulate young minds. And really, if Georgia walked out, because let's remember, everybody, that we almost had a scene like that. Wasn't it 2013 where a Caucasian male walked into a DeKalb County predominantly black school with the AK-47? And Georgia did absolutely nothing about that. Absolutely nothing. Yeah, it was all in the news, all in the media, but they didn't change anything in reference to doing anything for safety for the schools. But I do notice with this new criminal act that the young man did, that they now want to install the, what is this? I think it said metal detectors into the schools. But back then, they didn't install anything. You see what I'm saying? They didn't install anything. And not only that, Georgia students should walk out anyway. Georgia is 37th in the list out of 50, meaning education, and with the highest being the worst. So they should walk out anyway. They're not getting the education they deserve. And then I also am noticing something else that is so exciting. These young Caucasian people are sick and tired of their parents. They see where their parents have got them in a state of disarray, and they're speaking out. And they're not just speaking out on gun control. They're speaking out on a lot of other issues that they've probably been wanting to speak out and wanting a platform to do it on, and now they're taking it. They're succeeding their parents. Their parents are now on the back in the background because they see where their parents have got them, especially, and I'm going to say it because they're the ones that voted and put Trump in the office, and that's a lot of the reasons why we're seeing what we're seeing now, these mothers.
Well, and I mean, but let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Deborah. You know, yes, children do have a tendency to disagree with their parents, and I'm speaking of white children. But once they become adults, they begin to agree with their parents, and they begin to agree with their parents that black people are their problem because they are contending and competing with us for livelihood. Do you acknowledge that or see that as being a part of the discussion?
And this new generation, no, this is a totally different generation. See, the age of technology has changed the mindsets of a lot of individuals. Before, you couldn't see this stuff. You had to only listen to what your parents were saying. You had to only listen to the rhetoric. If you lived in another part of the U.S., and I met some Africans, and when they would watch TV, they would only see African-Americans stealing, robbing, and doing things. It wasn't until they were able to see through television, through technology, and see these young adults, they're seeing differently. They're hearing something in their household, but they're getting out in the world, and when they can't get in the world, they get on that internet and they see things differently.
Does that change who they are and how it is that they interact with other people who are informed by cultures other than theirs?
It won't change all of them, but it will change enough of them because they know where we're going. The majority of the younger adults, have so much access to technology that they know where the world is going.
Where is the world going, Deborah?
Well, Dr. Slaughter, I know you know this, but I'm just going to put it out here. Everybody knows this. Some people don't. People of color are going to be the majority of the United States.
Okay.
People of color are going to run the United States. I know some people don't believe it, but it's coming. Okay, so and when you look at the demographics of people who are having babies, like if you look at what Trump is doing, one of the reasons he's worried about this wall, he's worried about trying to keep people out because he thinks, he knows that Hispanics, Asians, all of the people who don't consider them people as a class of color, he knows how they're populating. He knows how African Americans are populating. Mm-hmm. He thinks that by keeping certain people out, or by putting up this wall, that it's going to stop what's going to happen in history. You can't stop that. This is what's going to happen. And I know for a fact that my children and my grandchildren are going to be the dominant ones in the United States. I know that for a fact. And a lot of people know that, and Trump knows that. So that's why he's doing a lot of things that he's doing, but it's not going to work. And I do believe that these younger people, not just the Caucasians, but the black ones, all around the world, they're seeing a different vision. And the ones that want to go backwards, which are their parents, they don't want that type of leadership anymore because they see where it's going. It's not, there's no growth. And then what Trump has done, like, they have their own children back. When you look at somebody at Trump in power and you look at the next Caucasian white male that wants to come up for power, people are going to think twice about that. They're going to think about...
Hello, hello? Oh, shucks. That was a good call. I hated to drop. Man, that's the most... You know who it is. Anyway. Deborah makes a good point. I just don't know if I agree with it. I think I celebrate Deborah and her sense of optimism about the trajectory of the U.S. as relates to how this country deals with the fact that whites are the minority. I don't know. I think it's just going to make them more heavy-handed. There was a time when, you know, what, one, two white folks could control a plantation filled with black people. Do you know what I'm saying? And if you can tell me then that I have to ask you for permission to protest and I do what you say, I'm afraid that you might not have the Constitution to be able to stand for your own freedom. It's just me. I'm your brother.